Our scripture for today, we are continuing in the book of James, in the third chapter, reading verses 1 through 12. Hear the word of the Lord. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. The tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It strains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives? Or a grapevine, figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. May God add his blessing to this, his holy word. Let us pray. O most gracious and everlasting Father, we do thank you for your word. We do thank you for the way that it guides us. Father, for the next few minutes, we pray that we might have open minds, open hearts, and open souls to hear what you would have heard and understood. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So I mentioned it before, James is a very practical book. And in chapter 3, James doesn't mince words. He gets right into it. We need to watch our words. We need to tame our tongues. We need to mind our mouths. Now, James is not the only one. If you look throughout the Bible, you will find references to this, such as Proverbs 21:23, to watch over mouth and tongue is to keep out of trouble. Psalm 34:13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Jesus even talks about this in Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 and 11. Then he called the crowd to him and he said to them, listen and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. There's a clear message throughout the Bible that we need to take and tame our tongues, watch our words. We need to mind our mouths. Now, James gives some very colorful examples of why we should mind our mouths. He starts off in the very first verse talking about teachers. Now, in this case, he is referring to teachers of the word, such as himself, such as the other people, such as myself, that stand before a congregation and preach from the Word of God. We need to be very careful what we say. We need to make sure that it is in line with the meaning that we get from that scripture during that week. Because as we all probably well know, you can read the same passage and you'll have a different understanding of it each time. James cautions teachers that we are going to be held a little bit more accountable. And again, that is because we are not to lead people astray. How many of you have ridden horses? Okay. Holly grew up on a horse farm. So, of course, when I was dating her in college, I had to get up on a horse. How do you control a horse? This is interactive.
Reins.
Huh?
The reins.
The reins. But more importantly, what? How do you turn the horse? By that bit in its mouth. That piece of steel that you put into a horse's mouth and you try to get it over the tongue and not under. Or else you won't be able to control. That's a little piece of metal. Okay? It probably doesn't even weigh half a pound, if that. And you're using that to turn and to instruct a 1,000-pound horse to get it to go where you want it to go. And if you don't, you can get yourself into problems. James talks about ship rudders. Now, of course, he's talking about boats of the time that moved via wind power and were somewhat small. But if we look at, let's consider the Titanic for a moment. We're all familiar with the Titanic. It was a big cruise ship. Anybody have a guess as to how much the Titanic weighed?
60 tons.
60 tons. Okay, anybody else a big stab at it? It weighed 52,310 tons. The rudder that was used to turn that ship was about 24 feet high, about 17 feet in depth, and weighed close to 100 tons. Now, if you do a comparison, the Titanic weighed about 523 times what that rudder weighed. And yet, it was able to make the Titanic turn left, right, and go forward. James also describes the tongue as being a fire. Anybody have a guess how much your tongue weighs? For a male, it's about 90 to 100 grams. To women, it's about 70. 100 grams is less than a quarter of a pound. And you compare that again to the size of our bodies. That little muscle can take and it can start some great big fires. Every year we hear about wildfires that are starting. Usually it is out in the west. And it usually starts from either a lightning strike or a careless person that does not put out their campfire correctly or does some other thing that they shouldn't. But anyhow, a forest fire starts out as a small flame. And yet that small flame can devastate hundreds, nay, thousands of acres of forest, destroy homes, cause a lot of chaos. It's the same thing with your tongue. Just something that you say, a relatively small thing, can take and start a great forest fire. You can cause a lot of commotion. And I would dare say that this is true for the season in which we are now in as a nation. There's a lot of fires being lit. James also talks about the tongue in relation to animals and their taming. Every species of animals, pretty much, there's just some exceptions, can be tamed. But James says the one thing that cannot be tamed is the tongue. Lastly, he talks about how the tongue is filled with poison. How, on the one hand, we can say, glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, he is so good. And then we can turn around and say, oh my gosh, did you hear what so-and-so did? My gosh, she's a little tramp. The same thing, the same tongue can praise the Lord and then condemn someone who is made in the image of that God. We can tell people that we love them. I am so glad that we are related. And then when they're not around, my gosh, Uncle Bill is really a lush. He loves his whiskey. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know how Aunt Jane puts up with it. So we tell people that we love them. We tell other people, either behind their back or nowadays it's more to their face, how much we don't like them. They say something that goes against what we believe or that we think. And nowadays, what happens? How dare you say that? How can you say that? One of the ones I love that's running around. You can't be an American and think like that. The tongue can tell the truth, and the tongue can lie. The same tongue, the same person. Now, we also use our tongue to try to bring about positive change within our society. We talk about things that are going wrong and try to come up with solutions. But at the same time, we can also use our tongue in a selfish manner to simply try to better ourselves. To bring our family or ourselves, bring us up a notch. How many of us have told little white lies or half-truths because we know that it is going to take and benefit ourselves? So you have this duality with the ton. And finally, James talks about a spring, a well. Can a well bring forth both fresh and salty water? I've never heard of one that does that. It's either one or the other. It's the same thing with trees that bear fruit. Can you get both apples and oranges off of the same tree? No, you can't. So what James is saying is we have this piece of muscle in our mouths. It weighs about a quarter of a pound, but my gosh, it's a powerful thing. We can express concern, we can express love, and a minute later, we can be using the tongue to bring somebody down, to be self-righteous. How can you be doing that? That's not Christian. We need to constantly be minding our mouths. And we do need to be on the lookout for people that refuse to tame their tongues. I have an issue with this. I have an issue of when somebody says something that just isn't right to myself. Sometimes I get a little bit obsessed with it. And I have to take and correct them. And it does me more damage than it does to them. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 and 37 says this, "Again, you have heard that it is said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." Now, that passage is speaking about oaths. But the underlying thing to me in that passage is all about honesty. And speaking honestly, but speaking godly. Yes, there are times that we need to correct people. Anyone that's a parent, how many times in a day did you have to take and correct the behavior of one of your young children? And for those of you that don't know it, when they get to be around 20, you cannot correct them anymore. But that's another story. Now, this whole thing where Jesus is talking about let your yes be yes and your no be no, anything more than this comes from the evil one. James references this in verse 6, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among the members as a world of iniquity. It strains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. Let's be honest.
When we are trying to bring someone down, when we are yelling and screaming and ranting, that does not come from God. It comes from another place. So, as we go through our day, let us make a concerted effort when we're speaking to other people to speak out of love and not hate, to speak out of caring, to speak to other people the way that God in Jesus Christ has spoken to us, with love